Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. And we begin today with an update to an ongoing story. The Massachusetts Senate has voted to allocate more than $750 million for spending on the state's emergency shelter system. They also voted to impose time limits on families staying in shelter. Walter Wuffman, WBUR state politics reporter, joins us with more. Walt, welcome back.
Hey, Tiziana.
So listen, the vote was about funding for the emergency family shelter system. I just want to remind listeners, the Commonwealth is the only state in the country that guarantees homeless families who are legal residents of the state shelter. Governor Healey declared last November for the first time in the state's 40-year history that we're at capacity and created a wait list. So just quickly, Walt, how big is that wait list now?
So the most recent data we have showed that there are 781 families on that wait list. So that's quite a lot of people.
And what did the Senate approve last night, Walt?
So they approved a supplemental budget, which, as you said, allocates more than $800 million to keep this system running. It would also place new time limits on the amount of time unhoused families and pregnant people could stay in shelter, which would be 9 months with 90-day extensions available to people who meet certain criteria.
And that is a little different than what the House approved. The House moved first on this. Senate came second. Sort of highlight the big differences between the two versions, Walt.
Yeah, there are a couple of big differences. The House package is a much shorter term solution. It's only just over $200 million to kind of keep the system running through the year, whereas the Senate would go through the end of the next fiscal year. The limit, it also has a much harder cap. So it has that 9 month limit with an extension available, but there'd be no extensions available after 12 months. So these are differences that they're going to have to work out in a conference committee.
So, Walt, I want to note, as I understand it, both the versions, this dollars come from a surplus account, but the Senate version would basically wipe that account out. Is that correct?
That's right. So it would fund the system for a much longer amount of time, and it would basically deplete this whole surplus fund, which was accumulated during the pandemic, for emergencies. And so leaders in the state Senate say this is an emergency. This qualifies. We're in a crisis, and we should use this money.
And it wouldn't be enough based on Governor Healey's budget forecasts.
Right.
Okay. So the other thing I really want to draw out here, Walt, this is the first time we have seen the legislature move to impose time limits on stays in the state's emergency family shelter system, yes?
Yeah, that's right.
And back in October timeframe, if I recall, when the governor was talking about creating, you know, this cap and declaring at capacity, this was one of the concerns with advocates was that this was eventually going to be a move that was going to have to happen. So there's been eyes towards the legislature that this could come for a while.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this is a really unique law in the country. Advocates have been very, you know, protective of it. And you know, we are a state that guarantees the right to shelter to unhoused families and pregnant women. But, you know, lawmakers are saying, yes, we have this guarantee, but that guarantee is also getting more and more expensive. And we need to do something to make sure that we can make this guarantee of shelter sustainable over the long term.
We're here with WBUR state politics reporter Walt Wuffman. Walt, why is the legislature voting on funding in the middle of the year? I mean, the budget time and sort of final budget passage is usually sometime in the summer. So why is this happening now?
Yeah, that's a good question. This is a supplemental budget, and it's needed because this system is running out of money. So state officials had previously said, you know, that the shelter system was going to run out of money sometime this spring. We've been sort of pressing for clearer answers on that. And Chris Van Buskirk, who's a reporter at the Boston Herald, he actually finally got a clear answer on this late last night. He tracked down Michael Rodricks, who's the Senate chair of the Ways and Means Committee. And he estimated that the system is going to run out of money in the first or second week of April. So they're on a really, really tight timeline now. The House and Senate need to get together, hash out their differences, and get something to Maura Healey's desk before that first or second week of April when the system is scheduled to run out of money.
In this legislature, Walt, I mean, this is your reporting area. In this legislature, that is a tight turnaround, no?
That is a tight timeline, but they can do it if they want to.
All right. WBUR state politics reporter Walter Wuthman. Walt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.